You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Did you know I'm a fortune teller?
You don't look like one.
Oh, don't I? Well, just you watch me. Now, I simply gaze into this crystal ball and... Ah, what's this I see?
What?
Ah, something new.
Well, tell me, what is it?
Comes in a big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, Does.
Well, what's Does?
Shh, the crystal answers. It says, Does is the first really new kind of wash day soap in years.
Well, what does Does do?
Ah, that's the big news. Does all three kinds of wash. From dirty work shirts, grimy towels, to your pretty rayon slip.
Now, listen. Are you serious? Do you mean I can use this one soap for everything?
Well, of course I'm serious. That's where New Does is so different from any of the four other leading granulated soaps. You see, it's far safer for your delicate rayons and nicer colored washables. In fact, with Does, their precious colors stay looking fresh and bright far longer. You know, that's important in wartime, because now's the time you want such clothes to last as long as possible.
Well, that sounds wonderful. But what happens to those dirty towels?
Well, Does will show you just how really white your towels and linens can be. You've never seen whiter washes than Does gives you, because there just isn't another soap of any kind that gives you whiter washes than Does.
How much scrubbing does it take?
There's no hard scrubbing, no boiling either. Not even for those greasy work shirts. Honestly, you can't buy a soap that gets clothes clean easier than Does.
My, imagine this one soap doing so much.
Now remember, Does is Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. Just try it. You'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just ask for Does today. And next wash day, let Does do everything. And now the Goldbergs. Jealousy is the one guest that no one could possibly want in a home. But at the Goldbergs, jealousy is being invited in, welcomed almost by Sammy's best friend as a way of saving Sammy from his own feelings. As Mikey Bloom watches Sammy, he begins to realize that the girl in the case is not just a minor attraction. She's the real thing. And what makes Sammy's condition desperate is that Emma is a cheat, a liar, a tricky, self-seeking girl who knows what she wants and is out to get it. Her apparent helplessness is the come-on. Her weakness is her strength. And while Sammy knows these things, his heart doesn't. So Mikey is taking steps like a chivalrous friend. And these steps are leading to all kinds of false clues. For instance, we'll take Molly and Jake tonight as they wait sleepless in their bedroom. Listen.
Jake.
Huh?
You're sleeping.
If you didn't wake me, I'd be sleeping.
So sleep. Jake, if you're not sleeping, I want to ask you a question.
If it's the same question, I already gave you an answer.
The lights are on downstairs yet, huh?
No, so... Don't that answer your question?
You think Mikey is waiting up for Emma?
I do.
You think Mikey is, I mean...
You're afraid to say it? Say it. I'll say it for you. I think Mikey likes Emma. Yes. If that's your question, that's my answer.
I think it's foolish.
I hope so. Good night.
Good night. I didn't see one thing but Emma that I didn't like.
If Mikey likes Emma, is it Emma's fault?
I'm thinking of Sammy. Why, Sammy should hold it against Emma if Mikey here...
Sammy is thinking of Rosie. He don't want Rosie's feelings hurt.
Mm. My idea is that it's all nonsense. Maybe Mikey and Rosie had a lover's quarrel and he's trying to make Rosalie jealous.
Who does such things?
Who don't do such things, Jake? You did it. Don't you remember?
I
remember.
Who? When?
You don't remember who?
Jenny Schneider.
See how you remember? You remember when also, no?
Whose fault was it?
You thought it was mine, and I thought it was yours, so...
You want me to tell you a secret, Molly?
Yeah.
Now it can be told.
Yeah?
Nah, let it go. Now, after so many years, I should confess.
Why not?
Why, yes.
Why shouldn't I know?
What good will it do?
Even so, why shouldn't I know? You liked her, really, huh? She liked you, I know.
Nearly, Molly. You wouldn't be today Mrs. Jacob Goldberg.
No.
Jenny wasn't bad looking.
Jenny was good looking.
Jenny was bad looking. She had a figure you could turn around to look at.
If Jenny Schneider...
Molly. Jealous, eh?
Jealous.
Where are you going?
I want to see if the boys are downstairs or if they just only left the light burning.
I'll go.
All right.
You mad?
Should I be mad?
Hey, Molly. Now I know you love me.
Love you. Look out, Sporty. What are you doing upstairs in the hall? Why don't you go down the kitchen where you belong, huh? Why don't you go?
Who are you walking to?
It's me, David.
Oh. Emma didn't come home yet.
No. David.
Yeah?
David, you tell me. You think Mikey and Emma...
Molly, don't ask me what I think.
But I am asking you.
And I'm not answering. Molly, I made a mistake and...
What mistake?
To bring Emma here. You gave her a job. You brought her into the house where young boys
what
are...
What young boys? What you... Mikey?
Oh, I thought you were asleep already.
You were downstairs? You're going to bed now, Mikey?
No, I just want to get my cigarettes.
Oh.
Molly, no?
Yes, I'm coming, Jake.
Everybody's up.
I'm coming. Good night, Jake.
Good night.
Emma isn't home yet.
No, darling, I'm coming to bed. Good night to David.
Good night, Molly.
Good night, Mikey.
Good night, Miss Cole.
What is it, Jake?
Mikey?
Yes, Uncle Dave.
Where is Sammy?
He's downstairs.
Waiting for Emma, huh? Advise me, Mikey. You advise me.
Will you take my advice?
Yeah, let me hear.
Not a word to Mr. or Mrs. Goldberg.
But why should Rosie think that you like Emma when it's Sammy?
That's all right, Uncle David. I'll take my chances with Rosie. Let her think I like Emma and let Sammy think I like Emma.
But everybody thinks.
Yeah, but you know and I know. Don't you see, Uncle David, that's the only way to get Sammy to wake up to what's going on.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to show Sammy that Emma can like anybody, even me if I try hard enough.
But
just leave it to me, Uncle David, please.
I shouldn't say anything to Molly?
No, not a word.
And to Rosalie?
You'll spoil everything.
All my fault. Why did I bring Emma here? Why?
If we're smart, it'll all work out all right. Don't worry.
Rosie?
Oh, are we disturbing you, Rosie?
No, I...
Go to bed, Rosalie.
I want to talk to Mikey, Uncle David.
Mikey's tired. He wants to go to bed.
No. I'm going downstairs to wait for Emma.
Mikey.
Go to bed, Uncle David.
Good night.
Mikey. We were friends long before we were anything else. If we can't speak openly and honestly about our feelings now, then what good was our friendship?
Well, it all depends on what we have to say.
You mean what I have to say, or what you have to say?
I don't have anything to say.
But I have.
Well, let's say it.
I will. I will. I will. You were here, Mikey, and you were my friend when I was all mixed up about Walter. Do you remember that now, or does it seem very far away?
I remember, Rosie.
You said that I couldn't love Walter. You said that I was fooling myself, that I was blinded by my infatuation. And you said that you loved me. And that if I would only think, I would know it was you I loved. Do you remember, Mikey? Maybe you don't want to remember that now that there's Emma, but you said you loved me, and I never answered you. But I sent Walter away. And I must have had a reason. Do you know what that reason was?
You got over him, that's all.
No, Mike. I realized how right you were. I loved you. And now I'm standing on the outside watching you. Maybe I should tell you that you love me and not Emma. Maybe that's true, but I'm not going to say it that way. Aren't you going to say anything now?
No, I'm not going to argue the point.
Argue it?
Or discuss it.
Discuss it?
I'm going down to wait for Emma. Good night, Rosie.
It's easier to plan noble sacrifices than to bring them off. And sometimes the means defeats the end. With a girl as tricky and lovely as Emma, means and ends may be confused. Say, it's fun, isn't it, listening to our friends, the Goldbergs, every day? It's become a mighty happy habit here in America, turning on the radio and enjoying your favorite programs. It's just one small part of the freedom we're fighting for today. A freedom that lets you pick your own friends, your church, lets you bring up your youngsters the way you think best. Well, now, surely you're willing to give just 10% of your family's weekly income to keep this freedom, aren't you? Well, then tonight, gather your family around you. Make arrangements to buy war bonds and stamps regularly through payroll deductions or at your local bank or post office. It's really so little, just 10% each and every week invested in war bonds and stamps. When the war is won, you'll have your money back, plus interest. More money to enjoy the richer life victory will bring. Now, don't lose a single day. Do your share now to help win this war as soon as possible. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Mikey starts dealing out the hands in a fixed deal tomorrow, but he forgets that more than one person is playing. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.